Hello, Eagles fans. The 2017 Eagles season is here. And you know why I know it's here? Because Eagles 360 is here to kick things off. Hello, everyone. I'm Dave Spadaro, Eagles Insider. Glenn Macnow will be joining me in just one moment as we get ready to look at the Eagles and the Washington Redskins on Sunday. Before we do that, we want to take a look back at the preseason. A play that we loved from the Eagles preseason came when Carson Wentz found rookie Mac Hollins on a pass and catch and run that we still remember. We're joined now by the Eagles game plan crew, Ike Reese and head coach Doug Peterson, breaking down that big play at Lambeau Field.
Wentz in the shotgun. Have to get to the 25 for a first down. Wentz is back. Here comes the rush. He gets away. He fires. He completes it. He has a first down across the 20, across the 10, and running in for a touchdown is Mac Hollins.
Excited to welcome back to Eagles game plan. Eagles head coach Doug Peterson. Coach, how you been?
I've been doing great. Thank you.
Well, listen, man, it's been a long offseason for us Eagle fans here, right?
Yes, it has.
But the opening week is finally here, and a lot of work going into the offseason. Guys improving on their game. Everyone wants to know about Carson Wentz. First preseason game, started to see some of the things that I know he focused on this offseason.
Yeah, exactly. And this is obviously a play that sort of exemplifies that, his movement in the pocket. Now, you know, as you know, we go into these preseason games and we don't game plan. So we don't, you know, these game plan stunts and things like that. So we don't really study some of that. But this is what Carson Wentz can do. And this is an all-pro linebacker, defensive end. He's a stud rusher that's got Carson one-on-one dead to rights. And Carson does a great job of just avoiding that, staying strong in the pocket. And the one thing I like about Carson is he keeps his vision down the field. And then as you can see on the screen, here comes Mac Hollins in the route. And what a great finish, just a nice little flip and catch right there. And then this is what we saw from Mac Hollins coming out of North Carolina was his physicality, his size, his strength, his determination to get in the end zone. Big physical guy that you watch at the top of this route, how well he separates. These are the things we liked about Mac, and obviously Carson doing this in the pocket. This was a big part of this game, obviously a touchdown that we needed at this particular time.
Time now to bring in Glenn Macnow on Eagles 360. Glenn, how are you, sir?
Dave, new season.
Happy
nice
season.
To see you.
Welcome back to Eagles football.
Pleasure.
Big expectations, right?
Oh, yeah. I think, you know, things go playoffs. Right. Stay healthy. Playoffs.
You know this. You know the fact about the NFCs, right? No repeat winner since?
Since the Eagles? Since when?
2003, 2004.
Wow. Well, there you go.
Changing wide of open. The tides here in the
Cowboys,
NFCs. It's out. Wide open. Giants, Cowboys, Washington, Philadelphia all think that they have a chance to win in this division. We are, of course, starting the regular season now after the four-game preseason, so we like to begin with Glenn Macnow's four takeaways, or three takeaways, from the four preseason games.
Yeah.
Love the takeaways.
Thank you, and I love doing the takeaways, and the thing about the preseason is there's not a whole lot to take away because the guys you want to see didn't play a lot, but here's my takeaways. I think that with Ronald Darby now, they finally have that shutdown cornerback they've been looking for since Asante Samuel left. They've gone through a lot of people there, Dave. They've gone through, you know, they've tried a lot. It hasn't worked out. I think they got the guy. We know they are in a division that's got Odell Beckham Jr., Dez Bryant. Now you have Pryor down in Washington. Darby is going to be incredibly important, and I think he's the right guy.
Okay. And as far as free agent acquisitions here, Glenn, is he the most impactful of the group that the Eagles brought in?
Absolutely.
Free agents and trade players.
Well, I count, and maybe I'm off by one or two, 18 new players on the 53-man roster to start the season.
Okay.
I think he is the number one most impactful guy they got the entire offseason, and they got him late.
Yep. And the big concern, if you will, teams throwing it over the top, jump balls, going against a smaller Ronald Darby. Watch for that on Sunday. Takeaway number two.
All right, takeaway number two. The running game to me, Dave, does remain a big, big question, mostly because we didn't really get to see it in the preseason. I think Wendell Smallwood had four carries. LeGarrette Blount had maybe 10. You got the bulk of carries by guys who are never going to dress on Sunday, so we don't really know what it's going to be. Probably running back by committee. I'm eager to see Smallwood get a lot more carries this year. I'm eager to see LeGarrette Blount get it on third and two or down the goal line. But to be honest, I don't know.
What's with LeGarrette Blount?
Blount. Sorry.
Let's go with Blount.
I say it the way it's written,
fine.
Not the way
it's fine.
Yeah, we've all been called.
We've all
for
been called
for 7 years, right, Spadaro?
Exactly. It is a very valid concern, Glenn. The running backs have not shown it, but I think that there's obviously confidence internally
because of the offensive line, their ability to work and play to the strengths. But no question about it, Eagles have to run the football here. Take some of that pressure. Carson Wentz, 607 passes last year.
No,
way too many.
Don't want to see that. Do not want to see that. All right.
Ready for number three?
I am.
As much as I'm up in the air about the running game, I am very confident.
Okay.
Very confident in the wide receivers this year, in the entire receiving core. We know that was the big priority coming off of what they had last year, which was an inferior receiving core. Now, I am just dying to see Alshon Jeffrey in the regular season. I want to see Torrey Smith take the top off the defense. I want to see if Nelson Aguilar can make it in the slot. And stop me if you've heard this before. Mm-hmm. Could be a big year for Zach Ertz.
So when you say big year for Zach Ertz, you mean impact from the very beginning of the season?
I mean impact from the very beginning of the season and breaking the franchise record for receptions, because it's clear that Carson Wentz trusts him as the safety valve, mm-hmm. likes to find him there when he needs to dump it off. Well, that's going to happen, and I think he's going to have it. Listen, we don't want to see him throw 607 times. Absolutely not. But I think their receiving core this year goes from inferior to one of the better ones in the league.
Okay. One of the better ones in the league.
One of the better ones in the league.
Okay.
Top 10.
It's a bold statement from Glenn Macnow.
You got to go bold. Go bold or go home.
From Zach Ertz, I want to see more touchdowns. More impact in the red zone.
13 in 4 years? Yeah. That ain't going
to
do it.
More impact in the red zone. Glenn Macnow, good stuff. Your preseason takeaways. We've got more to get to here on Eagles 360. When we return, head coach Doug Peterson in studio, maybe answering some of Glenn's questions. This portion of Eagles 360 was presented by Rothman at Jefferson. Eagles High School Football Showdown, presented by the Rothman Institute at Jefferson, celebrates local high school football teams and coaches. Visit PhiladelphiaEagles.com/showdown to vote for this week's Game of the Week.
Come and see what's happening at your local Acme. Better sale prices, superior service, and great quality products. Cleaner, friendlier, fresher. Like fresher meat and seafood. And fresher produce and hundreds of organics. And our butchers cut our USDA Choice Lancaster beef in store every day. So stop in, shop, and see for yourself why Acme is just better. Acme, the official supermarket of the Philadelphia Eagles.
With Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank, just make one deposit, payment, withdrawal, or transfer each month to waive the monthly fee, and there's no minimum balance. You're all right with Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank.
We welcome in head coach Doug Peterson, his weekly one-on-one presented by Wawa, and we are finally here, Doug. It's the start of the regular season, and I kind of get ready. I was going to ask you, hey, how important it is to win week number one, how it sets the tone for the season. That's not the case, is it? It really is a week-by-week proposition.
It is a week-by-week, but you know what? You want to get out to a fast start, and this is probably more so than a normal week because it's a division opponent. We're on the road. It's the Redskins where we didn't fare so well last year against them twice, and the other thing is we didn't do so well on the road as well. So there's a lot of things that we've got to focus on, but at the same time, you know, it's a week by week mentality, and we got to get ready for practice and then go play on the weekend.
So the fans have not seen the starters on the field for a couple of weeks here. What has been happening to get them ready for Sunday?
Well, the biggest thing is I want to make sure that they're physically ready to go. They're getting all the reps obviously in practice now. We're detailing a game plan. We're fine tuning the game plan. We're being, you know, personnel specific in a few areas and just getting these guys kind of getting their sea legs back. They've had a couple days of rest now over the holiday weekend and just getting them back into practice mode and focus solely on the Redskins.
Doug, do you feel like you have a good sense of what the offense can accomplish?
I do. I've got a really good feel for what we hope to do, what we would like to do. Obviously, it's predicated a little bit on health and the ball security thing and things we talk about all the time. But I'm excited to watch our guys compete and battle and it really starts up front each week. It's no different, both sides of the ball, offensively and defensively, with the line of scrimmage. And if we can We can sustain that. It gives us an opportunity to do a lot of things in the run and pass game.
Does having Alshon and Torrey give you more options than you had last year? Maybe that you couldn't call up that play because you didn't have that personnel, correct?
Yeah, it does. It does. And then you throw in, you know, you throw in Zach Ertz and you throw in Trey Burton and Brent Celek and then some of the runners that we have with Wendell now coming back healthy and LeGarrette. And, you know, of course, we know Sproles is what he's going to do, but it just takes a little more pressure off of Carson. And anytime you can do that off of your young quarterback and sort of, you know, steer the ship in that direction, I'm excited to watch these guys play and watch them compete and it's been a great week so far, and we're just excited for Sunday.
The difference between Carson at the end of 2016 and right now?
I think he's just rejuvenated. He's fresh. He's ready to go. You know, last year he had played a ton of football up to this point. He wasn't even sure going into week one if he was going to be the starter, and boom, lo and behold, he was. And so he had to switch gears real fast, but he's excited. You know, he's energized. He's in a great spot mentally and physically. He's looking really good and sharp in practice, and hopefully we carry it into these regular season games.
Let's talk about the Washington Redskins. A lot of changes for them. Defensively, though, they really seem strong up front, that front seven tough.
That's the strength of this defense, obviously. And then, you know, Norman in the back end, you know, he's a good corner. You know, Swearingen, they got some guys that are back there that have played a lot of football, and it's a good defense. And you know, it's one that gave us fits last year, and obviously we got to play a lot better. Again, going down there, we didn't play so well last year down there. But this is a group that they don't do a lot. They're aggressive. They come after the passer a little bit. They like to rush five guys and play a lot of man coverage. So our work's cut out for us. We're excited to go down there and play.
What about the Washington offense? I mean, Kirk Cousins against the Eagles, 12 touchdowns, 3 interceptions, a 4-1 record and 5 starts. He has proven himself to be a very quality NFL starter.
No question about it. And you know, he's played extremely well against us, obviously, and he knows how to lead that football team. And, you know, he's a smart quarterback, and he's not going to hurt that team. He's not going to put that team in any kind of harm's way by maybe making a mistake somewhere. And he just leads that team down the field. And he did lose some weapons on offense, but it seems like what they've done through preseason, they've been fine. Vernon Davis is still obviously a weapon for him, and Reed and some of the guys on offense. And that run game can be powerful. And again, it's a situation where we've got to come ready to play. Again, we didn't play very well down there last year, and so our guys are eager and ready to get out there.
When it starts on Sunday, Doug, what will you be like? Year number two as the head coach.
Listen, you never lose that butterfly feeling. You're always excited about these games. I'm excited to watch our guys play, and obviously my job is to make sure mentally and physically we're ready to go, and have a great week of practice. And I'll be anxious. I'll be ready. Like I said, these guys haven't played together for quite some time, for a substantial amount of plays, but they're ready to go, and I'll be excited for them.
Win on the road. That's really win on the road and in the NFC East. What a great way to start the season.
It's a great way to start the season, and that's got to be our focus this week.
Doug Peterson, thanks so much for joining us. Doug Peterson, one-on-one, presented by Wawa. This portion of Eagles 360 was presented by McDonald's. McDonald's introduces the new signature crafted sriracha sandwich made with a new sriracha mac sauce and a kick of spice.
Finding the end zone is his specialty. In fact, he's found it over 17 times already today. He is a professional football watcher. Because he has NFL Red Zone from NFL Network on Xfinity, he catches every touchdown from every game Sunday afternoons all season long. Become a pro fan only with Xfinity. Switch to an X1 triple play and add the sports entertainment package to get NFL Red Zone. Call or go online today.
Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank. Just make one deposit, withdrawal, transfer, or payment each month to waive the monthly fee. And there's no minimum balance. You're all right with Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank.
Come and see what's happening at your local Acme. Better sale prices, superior service, and great quality products. Cleaner, friendlier, fresher. Like fresher meat and seafood. and fresher produce and hundreds of organics. And our butchers cut our USDA Choice Lancaster beef in-store every day. So stop in, shop, and see for yourself why Acme is just better. Acme, the official supermarket of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Welcome back to Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Glenn Macnell. Time now to go back in Eagles history just a little bit, not too far, with our Santander legend of the game. It is Brian Westbrook, Eagles running back, member of the Eagles Hall of Fame. Brian joining us here. Brian, how are you today?
I'm doing well, guys. How are you?
Doing great. We've got some questions for you. Eagles, Redskins on Sunday. Glenn, why don't you begin?
Brian, when early in your career, you were part of a running back by committee under Andy Reid. It now looks maybe that's what they're going to have this year. LeGarrette Blount comes in. Wendell Smallwood comes back. They still have Darren Sproles. How do you see it being apportioned?
Well, I think they want to get Wendell Smallwood involved very early in the game. I think it's going to be, you know, he'll get between 10 and 15 carries a game because he has a lot of definite physical qualities that you want in this type of offense. He's quick to the hole. He has pretty good vision. He has decent speed. I think that he can be a back out of the backfield that can catch the football just a bit there. And those are things that as he continues to mature as a player, he'll continue to get better at. And, you know, to add to that, you throw in Blount as well. And he's a guy that you can use as a power back. You can use him on first and second down to run the football downhill. I think that Doug will just try to get a lot of guys involved. He'll throw Darren Sproles in there as well. He'll try to keep the defense off balance and not allow them to understand exactly what's going to come at them during the course of a game. And if he can do that successfully, I think this running back by committee can be very helpful to this team.
It is challenging, though. Running backs want the rock. They say that the more you get the rock, the more in rhythm you become. You've been part of a running back by committee. What are the challenges for Smallwood, for Blount, for Sproles?
Well, you're right, Dave. It's all about getting your rhythm. I think Darren Sproles will be okay because throughout his career, he's been more of a situational type of back, a guy that comes in the third down, a guy that's not going to touch the ball 20, 25 times a game. So he'll be okay. I think Smallwood, being a younger guy, similar to myself in that situation, where he wasn't a starter when he first came in as a rookie. He didn't get all the carries last year. He definitely played a little bit more towards the end of the season last year. But I think he'll get used to his role just because he hasn't been an every down back in the NFL thus far. And I think the guy that's probably going to need the most adjustment is LeGarrette Blount. He's a guy that is used to getting 15 to 20 carries a game, that's going to carry the load, be in the game throughout the four quarters. And he, because of his size, he tires defenses down. And so it's going to take some getting adjusted, getting used to the system, getting used to sharing the load with a couple other backs for him. But over time, I think that if all these guys can show the different things that they can do, this will help this football team continue to be healthy going into week 12, week 13, when it becomes money ball when you're trying to make a playoff push.
Brian Westbrook, Eagles open at Washington, always a great rivalry. You played in a lot of those games. I want to take you back to one and ask you your memories. 2007, middle of the season, Eagles are down 25-20. Washington scores with 4 minutes, 15 seconds to go, takes a 25-20 lead. You remember what happened after that?
Vaguely. I think we caught a screen pass there. Me and Donovan connected on the screen pass, and I had an awful lot of blockers out front. I had, you know, one great thing that Andy Reid always did, if I'm remembering the correct game, is Andy had athletic offensive linemen that got involved out and leading the way in the screen game. John Runyon, I think at that point, Nick Cole. I had a bunch of guys that were just out there in front of me that led the way, and I made a couple people miss, and we ended up scoring there. And I think we got the ball back rather quickly, and we ended up scoring another touchdown before the end of the game.
You're exactly right. That was a 57-yard touchdown pass with 3 minutes to go. Then Washington fumbles. Their quarterback fumbles at their own 10-yard line. You get the ball, run it in. It was a great come-from-behind win and one of our favorites of the rivalry.
Anytime that we can beat a division rival in their own house,
right.
And it felt even better for me because I'm from the Washington, D.C. area. So for me, it was a homecoming of sorts, and it was great to always stick a touchdown in down there in Washington.
Brian, what is the key? Last question here. The key for the Eagles in this game, they haven't won in Washington since 2013. The Redskins have 5 straight wins in the series. Tough matchup for the Eagles. What do they have to do to win this game?
Well, just because the starters didn't play an awful lot in the preseason for the Eagles, I think it's important that they all be disciplined, meaning discipline as far as penalty-wise in the offense, not jumping offside, not doing anything that's going to move them backwards, especially ruining momentum and drive. As far as the defensive side of the ball, not doing anything penalty-wise deep down the field, because Kirk Cousins will take some shots down the field, not getting those types of penalties and being disciplined with your eyes and your hands as far as defensive backs. And then I think special teams is going to play a big part. Early on in the season, maybe your offense is not clicking the way that you wanted to. Maybe your defense is not clicking exactly the way that you wanted to, especially because you haven't played a lot in the preseason. You need your special teams to win the special teams battle, and that's going to come down to field position.
Thanks very much to Brian Westbrook for that. Let's get you caught up on everything happening right here. It's our Amoroso's On the Menu look at what's going on. Tomorrow, we've got Mike Quick, a first look here at the Washington Redskins. We're going to take you back to preseason just one more time, a compilation of all of our great micings from the preseason. And in studio, defensive end Brandon Graham wanting to start things off on a very positive note against the NFC rival Washington Redskins. That is our Amoroso's On the Menu look. Glenn, what will have to happen for the Eagles to win this game?
Well, I think they're going to have to run the ball, and we talked to Brian Westbrook about that. Eagles' beginning of the schedule, first 6 games look pretty tough. You're going to have to win the ones that are winnable. This, to me, really is one. You go down there against an opponent. They've got some injuries on Washington. Their defense has got some hurts. To me, you go down there, you run the ball effectively, you win. 1-0, feels good.
Got to start fast. Too often in the past, Eagles 1-7 on the road, as we've talked about. You got to start fast. Don't put yourselves in a big hole like they did last year against the Redskins down there. But, of course, we've got Lane Johnson out at right tackle. Should be a better matchup against the big bad Ryan Kerrigan. Glenn Macnow, thanks so much.
Good to see you. Pleasure, Dave. Nice to see
you. Way to start the season. We'll keep it rolling here throughout this 2017 season. We thank you all for joining us here on Eagles 360. Have a great Eagles Day.